Blog Talk Radio.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bum. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians. And I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Why they gotta say it like short?
Bitch.
You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the court. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Grab a mic, spit one. Let me hit that blunt. MC 8 Ball and MJG. Keep spitting that D to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ballin' G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but pimpin' these days, G. My nigga T got locked up, but these real hoes still know they got the buzz. Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. Short dog, fuck with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Big game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Dre. They don't need ID. Blow the whistle. Your brain is lazy, you've been wide awake for the last 3 days. Popping pills, it goes down for real. Don't stop, just keep rolling downhill. Crash and burn, can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much, you can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long. Time to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my shit gets around. See the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL. Houston and LA, ask Dave Chappelle about my rich bitch. Got it from me and made $50 million.
I tell you, boy, talking sports plus, we're gonna have a ball. And I'm Dr. Lewis D. Smith, the host of With the Most. It's all about making it do what it do. That's our hashtag. At times, we say make it do what it do, and that's what we're gonna do on Talking Sports Plus. It is the voice, and it's known as the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we're so glad to have that brand and move forward. We're going to share our thoughts tonight on some of the hottest sports topics they are. If you want to be a part of our show, which is part of our radio station, WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, check us out. All you have to do is go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can call in if you want to. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can do what? Share your thoughts about the hottest sports topic in the southeastern part of the United States. Or go to the web link, www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. We're the voice of the Smith Way Production, and we're so glad to have an opportunity. We're heard in 18 countries. And we're so glad to be definitely heard on the North American continent with the United States and north of us, Canada and south of us, Mexico. And the listening audience is growing every day. We're so glad to have an opportunity to come before you. Now, if you want to tweet show, you can go to at the Smith Way Production, at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, or at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7, or at Coach with a K, _L_Smith, at Elliot Darrell with the number 1. You can tweet the show as well. Now, if you want to just check us out on Facebook, check us out on Instagram, you have a great opportunity because we're being broadcast several ways today. It's so good to be able to get all these gadgets, all these account devices, all this technology working. We're looking at, we're on Blog Talk Radio with one computer, we're on Facebook on another computer, we're on the phone, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, man, we got Jimmy44225 joins on Twitter so far. Then we are also on Instagram. Man, I tell you, God is so good, he's blessing us in so many ways. We're going to make this thing happen for the time we have. Because we've been blessed. God has put his hands on us where we are able to take this vessel and get the word out. So we look forward to making sure we offer you some thoughts about redefining sports in 2020. Now, in 2021. See, we thought we were going to go back. We're going forward because 2020 was such a crazy year. And, you know, we had so much going on, but we're in 2021. We got a vaccine now. We're trying to herd immunity. We're trying to do a lot of things to make sure we get beyond COVID-19. So I'll ask you to play your part. Play your part by using the protocol, the safety protocol to keep your family safe. And that's what it's all about. See, my show on tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we talk about the neighborhood, block by block. Take care of your home. And we can always also help take care of somebody's home by taking care of our home. Then that's what it's all about. So let's talk some sports. But before we do that, I want to make sure I wave those individuals that's joining us on Facebook as well as join us on Instagram as Twitter. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can check us out on that as well. But it's facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith. Also, you can check us out as well on Instagram. And Instagram, you have the opportunity to go with this Smith Way Production. And then on Twitter, you have the same opportunity on the Smith Way Production. So you have a great opportunity to be a part of us tonight, be a part of the show. You call in, which is the call in number 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to give your location. Those I didn't ask for your name. If you choose to give it, it's fine. Then offer your expertise. So let's get this thing started. Before we move forward, we got to give a shout out to those individuals that volunteer their time to be a part of the show. Now, they call in from time to time. I'm looking forward to having them to call in. If not, they'd be on Facebook. They'd be all over the place, and they just volunteer their time. You know, in-kind time is a gift, and sometimes we forget about that. It ain't all about the money. It's all about people giving time and the resources they have. So these individuals, Hales from North Alabama, young man that coaches in the middle school setting up in Madison County area. He was over in Huntsville at Chapman Middle School where he won 6 girls middle school championship. That's in basketball. 5 boys middle school championship in basketball and 2 in football. We call him the king. None other than our favorite son. That's Coach Tremaine Edwards. He joins us from time to time. There's a good chance he's going to go out, but he's coaching some basketball now. Sometimes it's hard for them to get away because they're in the playoff, getting ready for the area tournament. They threw the area tournament down in the sub-region, and they're moving for the regional that's coming up next week by Friday in the state of Alabama. All right, let's move forward with our next individual. She's the lady of the hour. Matter of fact, they have 2 of them. It's awesome to have 2 young ladies on this show. One of them is a millennial, hails from Central Alabama. She's known to many as Coach with a K, Coach Lauren Smith, none other than my daughter. So glad to have her on here. That's Coach Lauren D. Smith. Thank you so much, Lauren, for joining us from time to time. Also, we have Hale from South Central Alabama. This young man, I give him a lot of shout-outs because he worked with the Alabama High School Athletic Association for many, many years. He was second in command. He gained the name 12 years ago when he was doing a sports show on Hot 105. None other than Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth. Then we have another young man from South Central Alabama. I know he's out calling the game tonight. He's trying to make it. He's one of our well-known officials who play a major part. And I'll say he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Coach Stallworth is a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, none other than Marvin Smith. Then we have the young lady that joined us recently. We thank this young lady. She's the owner of a professional basketball team, men and women. Hails from Central Alabama. She's also an author. She's also a life coach. She also do financial strategies with you. None other than Coach Sarita Duckett. We can't leave this young man out. He's another member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So glad to have him as our expert dealing with broadcasting. He also come in time to share his thoughts with him. He's known as the communicator. He's known as the young man who owns the train, the E-train. He's the Don King of all things, none other than proud member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, Darryl E-Train Elliott. Those are the individuals that join us, and we're so glad to have them. Now, I'm waiting on them to hit the line, but we're going to have an awesome show even if they're not here. So I want you to get ready to have a ball, because we're going to have a ball. That's what it's all about, having a ball. So let's kind of make this thing happen. Again, if you want to be a part of the show, you can call in 347-857-4192, or you can, if you're on Facebook, you can write your comments. And we're glad to have you by writing your comments. We're so glad. If you're also on Instagram, you have the same opportunity as Twitter. Type in your comments about the topics we're going to be talking about tonight. So we want to get this thing started up, make it do what it do. 2021 part 2. See, we had a show in 2020. Now we have one in 2021. And we're going to focus on what we call our Coach's Corner. In our Coach's Corner, we have several topics. It varies professionally, whether it's NBA, NFL, whether it's Major League Baseball, or it's NCAA, which is colleges, football, basketball, baseball, or is also in your historical black colleges and universities. We focus on our Coach's Corner, some topics that is stirring up in our community. The first topic we want to talk about is discussing Deshaun Watson asking to be traded. Now, this has been the hottest topic on all the networks. Talking heads and pundits been talking about Deshaun Watson. And should he stay at Houston anymore? Now, that's going to be a choice that Houston and Deshaun have to, decide on eventually. Deshaun said he wants to be traded. Houston said we're not trading. But who wants someone that no longer want to be a part of your organization? Professional, but if they are not, or they're not feeling comfortable, we have to make a decision. You and management have to make a decision. See, one of my frat brothers on here, and I know he's in administration. And when you have to make a decision, you have to make a decision. You may not be popular when you make a decision, but you do have to make a decision when you're in management. So what we want to do is say, the decision is going to be up to the organization, as well as Deshaun Watson. He said he wants to be traded. They say he's not going to be traded. It's going to come to a head very soon. So your thoughts on that would be awesome. Your thoughts whether or not they should trade Deshaun Watson or they should keep Deshaun Watson. Should they trade him early or wait to the trade deadline? If he don't show up, he's going to be fine. Some people say, so what? So what? When you start taking out 10, 20, 30, 40, $50,000 out of your money be coming in, eventually you may show up, but you're not going to get the effort. But it's one thing about football, a little different than basketball, the same thing that James Harden pulled. You cannot just go out on that field and go through the motion. If you go through the motion, you're going to get ran over. You're going to be put in a bad situation that might lead to you getting hurt again. So I would say to him, make your mind up. If you want to stay, stay. If they allow you, because you're under contract, you just can't leave. Now, if you're willing to take the fine, sit out, which a lot of people think you are, they love to see that because we as talking heads and partners, we'll wear that out. We'll just go all day with that because we'll figure that's important. You know, you'll show the establishment that I'm not going to play unless you give me what you want. It's two sides to everything. Sometimes you can't get everything you want. on a job, you just can't go in there and tell your boss, man, that I'm not going to do this. And as a professional athlete, you have a boss. And you are an employee. And you have to do your job. So this is some kind of tricky. So we have to keep our eye on, we're going to keep on this. So the question is whether or not, since he actually share your thoughts on it, type in your comments or either call in 347-857-4192, press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line, give you your location, and offer your expertise. Before we move forward, we always have to do our Black History Moment. And I want to make sure we get a shout out for members of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Everyone on my show will lead off with someone who made an impact in history. We're going to go to one of our brothers that are civic leader, politician, very active. None other than Brother William B. Tubman. He was the president of Liberia and known for the father of modern Liberia, a member of Monrova Liberia chapter of Beta Epsilon Sigma. We give a shout out for making changes in Liberia. Our fraternity brother, a Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, William B. S. Tuba. So we said make things continue to happen, which you know he's deceased now. But his family is carrying on the tradition because he's in a modern Liberia. He's the father of it. And his predecessors are following in his steps. There's a shout out for a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. All right, let's move to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're going to give a shout out to Tom Brady and his crew for bringing a championship to Tampa Bay. It's been almost 30 years. Some people say 20-something plus year, but it's a long time. And they are able to come back. The team 7-9 last year had a player, the quarterback was 30-30. He was throwing 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions for over 1,000 yards, but he threw the ball to the opposing team more than he at times throwing it to his own team to score touchdowns. And touchdowns are very important in the NFL. So the question is, Tampa Bay now have Tom Brady, was able to go through this season, which was a season like no other, and to win a championship, to win an NFL championship, it's amazing. Some people don't agree, but I tell you, it's amazing. If you ever put on a helmet and shoulder pads and a uniform and play football, you understand we need as much prep as possible. You need enough time to plan what you're going to do. But if you can't do it personally, it's hard sometimes to make it work. But these are professional athletes who came together at the time they needed to come together. They had a period in their season when they lost 3 or 4 games. After they lost those 3 or 4 games, they decided, we're going to have a meeting, we're going to get it together. They got golden, 8 in a row. They did something that had happened in a while where a team that had to play 3 games because there was a wild card team to make it and win the championship. Hoorah to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Enjoy being champions. And it's a possibility you can repeat. We'll see. We'll challenge you to do that. So hoorah to Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Some people say, why you say that? Well, got to say, there are some other people on the team, but most of the news of this team was already there, except a couple players brought in. When they brought Tom in, everything fell in place. Even the coach looked like a great coach. He's supposed to be a quarterback whisperer in a way, but it wasn't working out. He made a difference. Now he has 7 world championships. No one could say that in football. 7. 6 with New England Patriots. And the 7 now with Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, next step is moving. The next topic we want to talk about in regards to the hiring of Gus Malzahn down at the University of Central Florida. My opinion, Gus had a challenging role to hold here in Alabama at Auburn University because on the southwest part of the state of Alabama, you have the University of Alabama. And one of the greatest coaches of all time that you got to recruit against. Now, you may beat him from time to time, but if you beat him just to be crowned the end of the year bowl, that bowl they have everybody always talk about between Auburn and Alabama, or national championship, let me have the national championship. And then the rival just will not compete with a national championship. So when you got to compete against that year in, year out, you have to get yourself together. So those stockholders at Auburn decided that they no longer want him. So they fired him in December, in the month of December. Now he has a job in Central Florida. A lot of the talking heads and pundits believe he's going to do awesome. He's going to do a good job because if he can bring what he had Auburn like lightning in a barrel the first four or five years or from time to time, he's swapping head-to-head with Nick Saban, the greatest college coach at this time, way beyond and still going, then I think he can bring it to Central Florida and he can make things happen. So we're going to say a congratulations to us, Mavs, on for getting the opportunity to become the head coach of Central Florida. And the question was, would he win 10 or more games? I personally believe Gus Malzahn will win 10 or more games each year. I truly believe that. So what we're going to do is move forth and move to our next topic. But before we do, we want to make sure we pay a few bills. The COVID-19 Disaster Preparedness Planning Virtual course sponsored by the Alabama Small Business Development Center, located on the campus of Alabama State University, had a course entitled Continuing Operations, which is Module 3.2, will be held on tomorrow, 11 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time, and lasts for 1 hour. The purpose of the course is allow you to interact through virtual about small business thoughts, how to operate. For more information, just make sure you contact Audrey Rogers Mosley. Sorry, Audrey Rogers Mosley, 334-604-5723, or you can give a shout out to my good friend William Scott, and his number is 334-320-5438. So check him out, check her out, find out more. You need to make sure if you're interested in this virtual course, you register by 10 a.m. on tomorrow, which will be the 17th. So we look forward to having an awesome time. And I'm going to make our efforts to try to register to check it out tomorrow. There's some other courses that have been going on and with a few more going on. And I will share them throughout the month of March as well. So make sure you sign up for that virtual course dealing with COVID-19 disaster preparedness as a small business. See what they can do for you. See how they can help you. All right. One topic I wanted to talk about on my format for about two weeks, which is Northwestern cheerleaders suing Northwestern University over harassment by fans. That's something I had a conversation today with one of the co-hosts in regards to in the stands when people are yakking back and forth talking about a player. One of those parents and one of the family members is going to get upset. And it actually happened last night where there was a big brawl between the fans of one of the schools in the playoff. They are fighting because someone in the stand was downgrading or trying to embarrass one of the players. And one of the other parents or representative of the family got upset. And they went to fix the cup. We can't do that. We can't harass cheerleaders. We can't harass coaches. We can't harass players. We can't harass officials. If you do, like the sportsmanship policy says with the Alabama High School Athletic Association, as well as the Florida High School Athletic Association, I know they are already in conjunction with one another. You could be removed and barred from coming in. So in Northwest, as those fans harassed those cheerleaders, they filed a lawsuit, was heard, and they received funding over that. So be very careful how you try to embarrass other people. You go to the game to cheer for your team. You go to cheer for the excitement. Sportsmanship means you have to cheer sometimes for the other team when something positive happens, because they're all children. They're all young people. And I refer this to college, even though they are not classified as teenagers. Some are, but some come there 16, 17. I teach on a college campus. Some students over there are 17, 18 years old, 19 years old, hadn't turned 20 yet. So be very careful when you go to these games, harassing those individuals who took time to prepare themselves to perform for you. It has to stop. No more fights in the stand. And we got COVID-19 going on, but we're fighting in the stand. Social distance thrown out. Let's handle our situation better. And Northwestern shouldn't have to receive the blunt, but they was unable to protect their cheerleaders from the fans that was hecking them, harassing them. Let's not harass our fans. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll get you on the line. Give me your location or your name, offer your expertise on some of these topics. We have several people joining us on Facebook. Thank you. Several people joining us on Instagram. Thank you so much. As well as several people joining us on Twitter. Thank you for taking time to be a part of this, because this is what it's all about. We need you to be a part of it. This is a vessel to share. If you have anything to say, at least keep in mind that you have an opportunity and have a vehicle to share your thoughts. Call and talk about your community. That would be good. We have no problem with that. We would like to hear about your community. We would like to hear about what's going on with you and share it with us, so we can be supportive of what you're doing. So we want to give a definite shout out to each and every one of you all. We do it at the end of the show. We'll make sure we give you that shout out. Next topic we want to focus on is a NCAA March Madness 2021 projected field of 68. Several teams been folks to be number one seed. We'll give a shout out to Gonzaga, Baylor as two of the teams that's supposed to be ahead of the field. But several other schools that's nipping at their way in. And in this particular, we're going to say the University of Alabama is projected to be either a one seed or a two seed. This is history. People don't realize Alabama is always football, related to football. It never focused on basketball like it's focused on a coach, Nate Oates. They have the players playing good defense. They can shoot those threes. They just play together. Kirk Jones should be player of the year in the SEC. We're giving him a shout because he takes that team to another level. He scores when he wants to score. So it is a team effort, but you got other people on there that's John Petty Jr. fired it up. And you got several other people. He went down, he was fired up. So this team got a possibility, if they continue to win and win the tournament, they could be that team that moves up in that echelon with that team like Baylor and Gonzaga. So we look forward to see. So they're projected to be a number two seed in the Gonzaga region. So that means they have to beat Gonzaga. They have to beat them. All right, let's move to the historical black colleges and universities spotlight. We'll start with the SWAC. And the MEAC signing day was outstanding. All we can talk about and all we're going to hear about is who? Jackson State being ranked in the top 100. Understand, Southwest Athletic Conference have a school ranked in the top 100, including FBS, because you have over 140, 50, 60 FBS schools, and they ranked in the top 100 with their class. So we'll look forward to some awesome things out of Jackson State. Several other schools were able to get the schools they needed and wanted. So we look forward to see some outstanding things going on in the SWAC as well as the MEAC. There's a lot of challenges going on in the MEAC in regards to losing three or four of their members to other conferences. They lost two of their members from out of the state of Florida. That's Florida A&M. And for sure, Bethune-Cookman moving to the SWAC. And they chose not to participate in this spring football so they can get ready. We also had other individuals to option out. We actually had Alcorn State to option out for the spring football. So they will not. There's a good chance we will see some other teams that may be able to opt out because of COVID-19 and some of the concerns. So look forward to seeing it happen in the Southwest Athletic Conference. The MEAC had already made the decision to opt out as a conference. So we will not be in the football this spring with the MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. We also know there are some challenges and struggle where the CIAA has canceled football for the spring, as well as the 2021 basketball tournament. The Central Intercollegiate Athletic Conference or Association cancels 2021 spring football and 2021 basketball tournament. So there's another conference decide not to participate due to COVID-19. The SIAC made adjustments in their schedule and they played all the games, basically tried to get in January, and it's about 12 to 14 games, and they're still in limbo, which way they will go. The Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, which is the SIAC, they're located, you take from the south part of Ohio all the way down through Kentucky into Alabama, over into Georgia. Those school and step, if not mistaken, there's a step to step over there toward South Carolina. So those are the schools. That's what's happening in regards to the SWAC and the MEAC signing, and also teams opting out of spring football. But they'll be ready to go for fall football. Also, we're going to look at the projected 2021 NCAA for the historical black colleges. It was projected that Alabama A&M would be that team that could work through and break through, but then and hit a time they had to forfeit, postpone several games, and then put on where they're not able to play as many games. You also have other teams in the SWAC that have, but leading the conference now in the SWAC, you have for men's, you have Prairie View with a 6-0 record, and Jackson State with a 6-0 record. So that tells you right there, there's a good chance that those two teams will represent or make the field a 6-8. So we look forward to seeing each one of those when the projection was made a month ago and said, because Alabama A&M was playing so well, they had a possibility, but now Prairie View and Jackson State has begun to excel and move away from those other teams. Also in another team that's in the state of Alabama that plays in the SWAC, and it's Alabama State University. Their record is 4-8. And 4-8 means that you only have about 6 more games to go. And you have to really turn it on to make it 10-8 or flip it over 8-8 or, 9-9 or 8-10. It's going to be some work on their hand. We'll see if they're not canceled. They're not canceled. Just a little bit on the Magic City Classic happened on the hardwood. The second game between Alabama State and Alabama A&M was played at Alabama State University on Saturday, and Alabama State was fortunate enough to win the game 72-58. That's not fortunate. That's a pretty good win right there. Brandon Battles led the Hornets with a career high 23 points. As well as the women's basketball team won their game as well to improve their record to 10-1. The Lady Hornets, or leading the SWAC conference at, with a record of 10-1. And behind them is Jake University with a 9-1 record. So it's a sprint to get to the NCAA tournament, which will be this year housed in, if I'm not mistaken, I'm Indiana. It'll be in Indiana, Indianapolis, all over certain sites. So it'll be a bubble site situation. So check it out. So the tournament will be held there. All the games dealing with the 6 to 8 that's selected to be in the tournament. Also, we want to move to the spring football for the historical Black colleges and universities. Like I said, there are several schools are still playing. You have the Southwest Athletic Conference who will be playing. Starting, matter of fact, the tip off will be the 27th. So in really a week and a half, the first football game will be played between the schedule. I know they have a schedule the first week out. But they know it was Alabama State versus Southern at Alabama State, and yeah, many of the other teams playing each other. All of the teams will play. All 10 teams will get a chance to play these 6 games that's scheduled. So that'll get started on February the 27th, and it will conclude with games played through May 1st, and then championship game, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be played during that same time. I'm trying to find it. I had it in here somewhere. It's going to be played during the same time. The championship game will be played second weekend in May. Cricket Wireless Championship game is played on May 1st. So we look forward to supporting the SWAC. Put our meat in the seat, if not, watch it on television because it's being broadcast. All the games are being broadcast in your local area because there are certain networks that are broadcasting those games because you can pay for them and see it. That's what we're talking about. Call that number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1. And let's make sure we get you on the line so you can share your thoughts, share your ideas about exactly your feelings about the SWAC, your feelings about the MEAC, your feelings about the SIAC, as well as we want you to definitely talk about CIAA and where I focus on historical Black college and university. Look at that little basketball high school. We wanted to focus on some high school basketball. And some of the things that we wanted to make sure we look at was to try and work on my YouTube to work. So it'll be up and going. So we're trying to get that up as well. Now, again, we're being broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, which is WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. We're being broadcast on Facebook as well as Instagram. And we're being broadcast on Twitter, but we lost. I'm sorry, we got Twitter, but we lost Instagram. So we're working trying to get that back up. We're having a challenge with that. But, you know, don't give up. That's what it's all about. I was told keep on grinding and make it what you do when it have to. All right, so let's move forward to a couple conversation about high school and middle school. The Alabama High School Athletic Association basketball championship schedule. They're in regional play now. They're playing at home right now. The host team is the home school that won the area now, but they are moving to start by the weekend with the regional season. You have in the Northeast region play at Jacksonville State University. The Northwest region, Wiley State Community College in Hansville. Southwest and Southeast regional played in Garrett Coliseum. You also have the championship game that will be played in Birmingham at the one part of it. We played at Bill Harris Arena over in the fairground. And the second part of it, we played at UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham Arena. COVID-19 seating capacity will be strictly enforced. And the seating capacity is only 1,000 individuals per game will be seated. 1,000 will have an opportunity to go to Bill Harris Arena to support your team. That's $1,000 per game. So if you end now, they're going to be shuffling you out. They're going to be me out. For example, if you got the girls and the boys playing like they normally do, if the girls be playing, you got 1,000 fans, and they got one, but the loser fans have to leave. So they fill the other 1,000. Over at UAB, it'll be 1,200 seat capacity, and it will be strictly forced. You will have to wear a mask. You have to be social distance. If you're not willing to do that, you definitely have to follow that last one that's so important. Stay at home, watch the broadcast on television. You can do it that way if you choose. Just pay that broadcasting system to the National High School Athletic Association. They can broadcast, they're broadcasting all the game. It's a partnership with the Alabama High School Athletic Association. So the Federation allow you to see those games when it's live stream if you're not willing to follow that strict COVID-19 protocol. That's what it's all about. Yes, we have a vaccine, but the vaccine, we still have to follow those protocols to continue to be safe, continue to protect our families. And that's what it's all about. Make sure you do it. And the last thing I want to show in regards to the Alabama High School Association, I'm going to do the same when I go research and find the Florida, the Georgia, the Mississippi, and the South Carolina, Tennessee. Looking at basketball's special boys, the most state championships. These are teams who have won the most state championships. Both of them are wanted either 1A or 2A, which is your smaller class. You have from 1978 to 2008, you have R.C. Hatch won 10 state championships in that time period. From 1973 to 2014, including 1966 and 67, St. Jude High School won 10 state championships from 73 to 2004. If you add it to 67 to 66, under the old Alabama Interscholastic Athletic Association, before they combined it with the Alabama High School Athletic Association, this was the black representation in high school, the association, they won two. So they are two up on R.C. Hatch. So St. Jude is an all-time championship leader. Following them closely is Madison Academy with 7 from 1999 to 2016. Then we have Winona High School out of Birmingham have from 1990 to 2019. They have 6. And Butler falls in there from 1966 to 2011. Those are individuals. Several have 6. And locally, we'll say Carver among them from 1983 to 2018, they have 5. Jeff Shields have 5 down the address, and our fraternity brother coaches down there, Coach Jerome Sanders. And personally, I think he won quite a few of these. This was from 1972 to 2007, but in the 2000s, I think he was in the 19. In the 1990s up to 2007, he was in a mix for winning a couple of championships. The most consecutive championship, that means how many won in a row? We have Francis Marion from 1988 to 1991. They won 4. Sacred Heart Academy from recent times, 2015 to 2018, they won 4 consecutive state championships. Then we have Mountain Brook, who won 3 from 2017 to 2019. And from 2011 to 2013, Winona High School won 3. And then Pickett County, follow up at, from 2010 to 2012, they won 3. So we applaud those schools. Also give a shout out for what the school that our coach was the head basketball coach, and he visited the game in Princeton. Brantley High School has won 3 consecutive. And Coach was there coaching as Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth won three consecutive championships from 1993 to 1995. Hurrah to all those schools. Congratulations on all the accomplishments. This is some history, and this was updated on the 9th of February 2021. I tell you, it's been awesome tonight. We definitely want to give a shout out to William Scott, what he's doing, his partnership with Alabama Small Business Development Center, putting on these virtual courses to get you prepared dealing with COVID-19 through your business. The one that occurred tomorrow, which is on the 17th, continuing operations. That's module 3.2. It starts at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time and lasts to 12 o'clock noon. You can register by going online to the Business Development Center at Alabama State University, and you can be a part of that. It's an online meeting, which will be live. You can go back and forth and talk about the topics related to continuing operations. Check it out. Any questions, you can give Andrea Rogers Mosley, 334-604-5723. Give her a call. Or William Scott, 334-320-5438. Give him a shout. Give her a shout. Find out what you need to do. And try to meet the deadline, which is 10 o'clock a.m. for registering for class for this course. And there are several others. Go to that website. We'll make sure we shout it out on this show. Also, we just want you to know that we just want to get as much information out to you so you can be prepared with your small business or your large business or your corporation during COVID-19. Check it out. The Alabama Small Business Development Center on the campus of Alabama State University. It's been awesome tonight. We have several people join us on Facebook. I thank each and every one of y'all for taking time. There are several people on Twitter as well. Said we have struggled with our Instagram. I was being very excited about what we was doing here because I have five technology devices working. Four of them was managed to keep the connection internet-wise so we can broadcast from each and every one of them. We want to give a shout-out on Facebook for sure. Terrence Gibson, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, the past president, one of the past presidents of Rho Sigma chapter down in Miami, Florida. I was a member of that chapter. He was my president. The Honorable Terrence Gibson, they call him Baby Head. He's also the director of social action for the Southern region. We want to give him a shout for the things he are doing to make a difference. Pushing forth, we have one on the next 3 days, Good Trouble. Without other, Dr. John Robert Lewis, was celebrating, doing something social action-wise, Good Trouble. That's Brother Terrence Gibson, also running for International Director of Social Action from the Southern region. We want you to support. If you're a member of the organization, you know somebody, tell them they make sure they register for our conclave, which will be in August in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and vote for Terrence Gibson. I endorse him. The good man doing the thing with the opportunities having as the director of social action. Awesome, awesome. We're going to close it out now. I want to make sure you keep in mind of a lot of things we need for you to do during our challenging time. First of all, remember that tomorrow at 1 o'clock, the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood will be broadcast, and it's the real grassroots talk show that focuses on our neighborhood block by block. We're going to focus on things that will help you get that dream job. It's entitled Everything Job Seekers Should Know to Get That Dream Job. We're going to talk about that at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And also at 6 o'clock, we have the Love Cafe. And all this is Central Standard Time, being broadcast tomorrow night. Check us out. I'm the host of both of those shows. We got some outstanding co-hosts that join us for that 6 o'clock show. We're going to just kind of just truly, truly focus on love is what love does. Love is what love does. So we want to talk about that tomorrow. Check us out, 6 o'clock. We're on our radio station, WBS, W Internet Talk Radio. We're going to be on Facebook. We're going to be on Twitter. We're going to Instagram. We love to have you. Take time at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And that's Central Standard Time. If you're on the East Coast, it's 7 o'clock. If you're on the West Coast, that's truly 4 o'clock. So check us out tomorrow. And we look forward to have an awesome show tomorrow at 6 o'clock as well as 1 o'clock. As we close it out, we always tell you, hashtag be responsible. We got COVID-19 going on. It is not nowhere near lead. We have to keep that in mind. The vaccine is here, but the vaccine don't work if you don't use those protocols. You can catch it even with vaccine, especially if you out just not respecting the safety measures. So make sure if you are out, you practice social distance, you wash your hands, you wear your mask. Even Dr. Fauci, the expert, is supposed to be the science that you can wear two masks because we have two variants that's in our country now. We know in the state of Alabama for sure. We had a case in Montgomery, the capital, and in Birmingham, where in Birmingham, a young man with a wife and two children passed a week and a half ago from the UK variant. We have a South African variant. Let's find out. With the vaccine we take it, fight off this. We don't know because it's a different variant. More deadly than COVID-19. So take care of yourself. Be responsible. One life matter. Hashtag communicate for understanding. The four is L-O-V-E. Communication with love so we can understand one another. Listen, overcome, value, empower, and encourage. Give someone a hug. Virtual or physically, especially your immediate family. Tell them you love them. Hashtag keep on grinding. And as we get ready to close out the night, we just want you to understand that we do when we come. We just want you to be a part of it. We'll be heard in 18 countries. We're so glad to have that opportunity to share what we're doing with everybody. So as we move forward, to closing our show out, I want to play something that hopefully will keep us in mind. I'm slowly scrolling down. It's important. I always try to play this because we got to understand we are one. We got to remember that. We got to remember that we are one. So as we leave here, I always have a signature brand that I leave with you. And that is, I love you, and everything you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening, and we will see you tomorrow. We got